Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Life.
Love.
And health.
I'm Christopher Springman, and at Life, Love, and Health, love is our middle name. So it's not coincidental that we were drawn to hospice volunteer and actress Tori DeVito, who created the phrase comfort, love, and respect for the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization's outreach efforts. Tori, thank you so much for joining us today on Life, Love, and Health.
Thank you for having me.
Comfort, love, and respect. I love the sound of that.
Thank you.
As the organization's hospice ambassador, very honestly, how has your life changed for the better as a hospice volunteer over the last 4+ years?
Oh, it's changed significantly. I always, when people ask me that, you know, they always ask, what has it done, you know, for your life? Like, what do you, has it affected you in any way? And I always say it's changed me so much because as cheesy as it seems, it just has kind of opened my eyes to really pushing myself to live my life to the fullest. Because when I'm in that position, I want to make sure I have no regrets and I'm happy and, you know, have a lot of love and family around me. And it's kind of, you know, made me feel like I don't ever want to have any bad blood or bad ties between anybody I love because life is so short and so fleeting. And it's just really, really set, you know, made me a lot more compassionate as well.
Your fans probably ask you a number of questions, and they can reach you on Twitter, by the way. What is your Twitter name?
It's at Tori J. DeVito, TORREYJDEVITTO.
I would suspect that a common question is, Tori, isn't it difficult to be with people who are about to die?
Yeah, well, you know, that was a lot of concern, actually, when I started this from the people who care about me around me. You know, my mom, you know, used to say, you know, isn't this so, like, kind of morbid for somebody to do that's
yeah.
your age?
Isn't it kind of depressing? I mean,
yeah, that's what they thought. They thought it was, you know, depressing and would bring me down, and they just didn't get it. And it did the complete opposite. It put this light in my life and gave me this, like, new spirit that just kind of, it just made me so happy to be involved in this, because when I would go visit with these people, you know, it made me realize that it's just as important to take care of those people who are leaving this world as it is those coming in. And it kind of just opened my eyes more about everything. And it just made me feel really good. I always left with a smile on my face. And I think, you know, unfortunately, hospice has sometimes a negative connotation to some people. And I really, truly believe that if people got out there and volunteered and really learned more about it, they would see that it's actually quite the opposite, you know. Which is where the comfort, love, and respect came from, because, you know, those words are what reminds me of hospice, you know, nothing scary. It's those words.
You've also learned how to listen.
Yes.
Was that difficult, especially as an actress?
Well, no, actually, listening is a huge part of acting. If you don't listen, you look like a dead fish out there. But, no, you know, listening is key because, you know, even through the training, they say, obviously, you know, if they ask you questions, you answer them, but you're really there to just be a listener. And I have heard some incredible stories, and that I've sat with so many people who have just wanted to talk, and I'll look at the clock, and it had been like an hour and a half, and it felt like 15 minutes, and they just talk about travels and where they're from and their kids and their family and where they moved to and all these amazing stories, and it's just so inspiring. It makes you leave and say, God, I want to be the one laying there telling these amazing stories as well, you know?
Our guest is Tori DeVito, who is a hospice volunteer and an actress. She's speaking on behalf of the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization and their outreach efforts for comfort, love, and respect for the dying. Have you ever been to a funeral?
I have, yes.
What was that like?
I volunteered at a funeral once. It was pretty heart-wrenching. It was a woman was actually on hospice, and her husband was the one who had passed away, and she was very old, and she only spoke Italian, so it just made it that much more beautiful and just so heartbreaking. And watching the whole process. It was actually one of the harder moments that I've had in this, just because it was hard to watch that grief of, you know, somebody losing, you know, somebody that they love. But it was really, I felt very privileged to be there, though, helping her and being a part of the family. Like, they really, you know, because they all wanted to be able to greet their guests and stuff. So being the volunteer that could help their mother so that they could say hi to everybody they need to say hi to and talk was made me feel really good. You know, I loved being a part of it, and I would do many more funerals. I just haven't, my coordinator hasn't emailed me about any of them recently. So
I would suspect that every once in a while you cry. I mean, you must. So the real question is, who takes care of you, Tori? Because, you know, when you come home from an event like this, you're probably carrying a little bit of baggage. Who puts their arm around you and says, you know, Tori, this is really good work. It's important work for people to die with respect and dignity and have what has been called a good death.
Yeah, well, you know, I am very, very fortunate because I have an amazing support team. I have, you know, my husband, and I also have my sister who lives in Los Angeles, and I have amazing friends, and I have my mother and my father and my other sister who are all just a phone call away, and everybody is so supportive. And, you know, my husband, you know, has, you know, said that he just, you know, doesn't know if he's ready in his life to do something like this, and he has a lot of respect for it, and he loves listening, and he's always there to support me.
You know, that is a very, very common question that people ask. Mm-hmm. Tori, I don't know if I would have the strength to do this work.
Yeah.
And what is your reply?
Well, you know, that's a very common response. A lot of people say that to me. And the best reply I have is, if my mom can do it, anybody can do it. It's just that thing that people think that it's going to bring this dark cloud over your life, and it's mm-hmm. so the opposite. You walk away with the sun over your head. My mom was very skeptical about me doing this when I first started, and for a couple years, and she didn't understand why I loved it so much. And then I took her to one of an NHPCO conference, and she met John, and she met everybody there. And when she went home, she called her local hospice and did the training, and now my mom's been volunteering for almost a year herself.
Have you ever had the opportunity to facilitate a reunion? Because very often at the end of life, there are a lot of loose ends, and people will come to the hospice to see a loved one, a parent or a relative, and, you know, they've had some tough times over the years, and this is really an opportunity to let go of a lot of baggage, because essentially life is for the living, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, no, I've never, I have been in contact, you know, I'm always in contact with outside family members, you know, for scheduling, and I've met a lot of them, but I've never myself facilitated a reunion, but that is important at the end, you know, especially in this day and age, people are always just scattered everywhere, and life is so crazy and so busy that it's just so important to take the time and to go see your loved ones when they're in that situation. Because I've unfortunately had a lot of patients who their kids or their brothers or sisters don't take the time to come see them, which is part of the reason why I'm there too, and it breaks my heart.
The president and CEO of the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization, Don Schumacher, said, said hospice makes sure that people receive comfort, love, and respect, your words, during one of life's most significant experiences, the journey at life's end. The compassionate way that hospice helps maximize the quality of life is at the center of our mission. I'd like to give the URL for the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization so people can get more information and perhaps even order a comfort, love, and respect t-shirt, which you designed. May I do that?
Yes, please.
The organization is at nhpco.org. That's the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization. And also caringinfo.org. You'll learn a great deal about hospice there. Tori DeVito, thank you so much for joining us today on Life, Love, and Health. You're wonderful.
Thank you for having me. It's
and
a
I,
pleasure.
I admire your work.
Thank
I'm Christopher
you.
Springman. You're listening to Life, Love, and Health on Radio MD.
Go, go, go. Go, go, go.